This is B-Side. I'm Tamara Keith, and I'm here with Jody Avergan. He's the producer of our show about clothing, and this is a bonus edition, a little extra tidbit about clothing.
Yeah, well, our show that we've got coming up is about how clothing sort of helps forge your identity, but and sort of sends messages about who you are. But you were telling me a story about something that happened to you recently where clothes kind of sent the wrong message, right? So
yeah, I mean, let me start by explaining that I am a public radio geek, and there's really no getting around that. So there's this website that I like that it's called neighborhoodies.com, and you can get customized hoodies and stuff. And so I was ordering this hoodie that says I Heart Public Radio, which I know is kind of really like nerd alert.
Makes sense.
So I order this I Heart Public Radio sweatshirt, and while I'm cruising around the website, I see that they have these cute little girly underwear that you can get that are customized, and they're sort of like boy style, but they're girly and they're pink. And I was like, oh, I'll get some underwear that say I Heart Ira, who is my husband. I don't know what I was thinking. I guess I was thinking maybe someday I'll be dancing on a table, and then wouldn't that be funny if my underwear said I Heart Ira on the butt?
I'm sure he would appreciate that.
I think it was like a sweet little thing.
Yeah.
You know, for a husband. So I get the package in the mail, and I'm very excited, and I get my hoodie, and I put my hoodie on. And then I pull out the underwear, and on the butt it says I Heart Ira. And then I turn it over.
Just like you ordered.
Yeah, just like I ordered. I turn it over, and there is a picture of Ira Glass's face, like right in the crotch.
Like on the crotch?
Yeah, like right in the front, in the middle.
Is he smiling?
Yeah, he's like, you know, he's got his thick glasses, and he's like peering out from my underwear.
So what happened? I mean, how did it?
Well, all I can figure is that I ordered this I Heart Public Radio sweatshirt, and they were like, oh, Public Radio, Ira, what other Ira could it be? So, I mean, you actually have to pay extra to get these little logo things, these little graphics, and for free, they gave me a picture of Ira Glass's head.
Well, that's actually a case of probably them projecting their identity onto your underwear. I mean, that fits into our theme, but not really the way we were intending.
No.
Well, what are you gonna do with them?
Well, I was thinking either I would frame them, or maybe get Ira Glass to autograph them somehow and then sell them on eBay. Other friends have suggested it could be a really excellent pledge premium, but. Right now they're just sort of sitting folded in my underwear drawer. So I guess if I have a really bad laundry week, I might wear them someday, but it's highly doubtful.
Yeah. Has your husband seen them? What are his thoughts?
He is not thrilled.
Fair enough. Well, it's the thought that counts, right?
Absolutely. I was trying really, really hard to be sweet. And yeah, my brother's theory is that there are actually... other people have ordered Ira Glass Heart underwear before. That like
you've tapped this into must like not a whole you've tapped into like a whole clothing underground that you just didn't know existed.
And I'm very, very afraid.
Yeah, public radio fetish clothing.
But so that story is not on the upcoming edition of B-Side, but we do have some other great stories on the edition. You're the producer of the show. What do we have coming up?
Well, we have an interview with this woman. Her name is Linda Montano. She's a performance artist, and she went 7 years wearing the same color clothing, one color each year. So 1 year was red. She actually did Roy G. Biv. So 1 year was red, 1 year was orange, 1 year was yellow, 1 year was green, you know, for 7 years. And then at the end of those 7 years, she decided, let's do another seven. And she went back down the color scheme. So we talked to her about what it was like, you know, to wear orange every day for a year.
I have to ask, did she wear orange underwear?
I think that every single item of clothing was orange. I think that the picture of Ira Glass that she had on her underwear, she dyed that orange too.
excellent. There are also several other very awesome stories on the show, and we get to visit the t-shirt factory or print shop where the threadless.com t-shirts are printed. So please stay glued to your iPods, your iTunes, your MP3 feed or whatever it is. And in the meantime, visit our website. It's bsideradio.org. That's the letter B, S-I-D-E, radio.org. We also have pictures of the Ira Glass undies.